Stephanie, welcome back. You've been here before, right?
Yes, sir, I have. Thank you for having
me. Pull that microphone right in there first. Okay, you work for the planning department, which sounds like, oh, well, we know what that is, but really, there are a lot of things that you do in the planning department. Kind of give us the scope of what happens there.
Absolutely. So planning is going to be working with local developers as well as maybe people from across the state of Texas who are looking to build in Bryant. So that can be commercial or residential development. And planners work with people who come into our office, whether it be an engineer, the developer, or the builder, to make sure that they have all the permits and applications that they need to begin their project.
You know, one of the things that's, I guess, happened now as this area has continued to grow, you have two different things. You have first-time people who have never been in the planning department before, and it's a 101 kind of a thing for them. Yeah, that's good. And then you have people who do this all over the country. So their level of sophistication is probably pretty high. How have the demands of the planning department changed when you've had these people who have already done developments in other states or other cities in Texas?
So sometimes people will come in with a checklist and they'll have everything that they need to get an answer to right in the meeting. And other times we'll have individuals come in and they may not know the process or even where to begin. So it's really nice as a planner to have some diversity and to be able to walk those new time business developers through the process. Or if someone's done it multiple times, then maybe just explain what's different from other cities compared to Bryant.
Sure, every city is different, and as we learn to have. And that's what's kind of neat we've seen in Bryant in the last two or three years, the look of different residential products. I mean, that I'm thinking of the one back behind the health department, the one over by the Bryant post office on William J. Bryant. A couple of housing developments that have a completely different look than we've seen in Bryant, and that's kind of fun and different to see.
Yes, sir, absolutely.
Now, you're here to also talk about one of the first things that you've major things that the city of Bryant decided to do, and that's kind of do some rehab along Texas Avenue. I mean, that is a portal to the city. It's important. A lot of people go up and down that, and College Station made some changes in their portion of Texas Avenue years ago. Bryant now looking to do that, and you've got a program in place to try to help people who have businesses on Texas?
Yes, sir. That's correct. So last year, we adopted Blueprint 2040, which is our new comprehensive plan. And during that time, we received quite a bit of public input from our citizens expressing a interest in some type of project to help the Texas Avenue corridor. So in fiscal year 2017, $100,000 was set aside for some type of corridor beautification project. And so now we have this corridor beautification partnership is what we're titling it. And next Tuesday, the City Council will look at this proposal, which is essentially a matching grant program for businesses along Texas Avenue. And so that's going to be businesses from the Bryant College Station, City Limit Line, all the way up to State Highway 6.
Now, they need to make application, or what is that process if they do own a business there and they'd like to see if they qualify for this?
So if Council approves it on Tuesday, then yes, the business owners along Texas Avenue will receive a letter in the mail from us, letting them know that they are an eligible property based on their location. And then they can come in and talk to us, and we'll walk them through the application process, which will essentially entail a description of what they would like to do, what kind of enhancements. So it could be anything from landscaping to removing a dilapidated or no longer used sign, even just updating a sign. We're talking about parking lots improvements, access and circulation, and landscaping, and then in any type of outdoor storage, if they're maybe looking to relocate it behind the property, anything that's going to improve the site. We'll want to work with property owners to see if they're eligible and then encourage them to apply for the program.
Now, does it have to be matched by the business? Is the city matching funds that person puts in?
Yes, sir. So
it's one to one?
That's correct. So if the business is proposing a $20,000 improvement, then the city is looking to match $10,000.
Okay. Now, can that be a franchise, in other words, a company that may have multiple locations throughout the state, or does it have to be a locally owned single situation?
If they're along Texas Avenue and they're a commercial property and they're looking to improve their business or their building, mm-hmm. we're looking to help them.
Okay. So, going to have to take action on council next week, but where will this be available so people can see the details of it?
Once it's approved and once we have our application up and running, it'll be posted on the Bryant TX website under Planning and Development as well as Economic Development.
Okay, good. Thanks for the time this morning.
Thank you.